T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I am so excited. We have our Dominion Energy Charity Classic coming back to town in just a couple of days. And there are a few other things that that we need to talk about. Our friends at the Fisher House, all of these wonderful opportunities to help some great people in Central Virginia. And if we are talking about great people in Central Virginia, I can guarantee you that the name Adam Lee is going to be raised by more than a few folks. Adam, of course, known to most people for his time as the special agent in charge of the FBI's Richmond field office, but a few months ago, is it almost a year, I think, retired from the FBI, went over to Dominion Energy, serves now as the vice president and chief security officer, and I'm thrilled that he's here. Adam, thank you for being here.
Oh, Jeff, thank you for having me, as always. Love coming down to the studio and sitting with you, and it's really a great opportunity to put out some good news about the Charity Classic, but more than anything, it's just fun to visit with you.
Well,
so thanks for having me.
Obviously, we always love having you here, but let's talk about some of the great work that Dominion Energy is doing. Shall we start with the golf portion of this?
Well, we could let's just start with you know, it's just really gratifying for me leaving government. I think I've told you this, Jeff. But in my career, you know, post law school, right, I've worked in county government, state government, and federal government over the span of more than 25 years. And my last private sector job was at Trader Joe's, in California,
okay,
while I was going to college. So, you know, transitioning out of government as an executive in the federal government to, a company, any company really is sort of an intimidating process. And So gratified to join a company like Dominion, mission of providing safe, clean, affordable, and sustainable energy.
Right.
And it's a company that's driven by core values. It feels it's a highly regulated environment. So it almost feels like working in government. you know, great company, great people. It's run by Tom Farrell, president, CEO, chairman of the board, who, you know, our supreme allied commander,
right,
who's an absolute patriot. He comes from a military family, just, you know, runs a really, really tight company. And so I'm proud to be a part of it. And it's been a very rewarding transition.
Well, and if we're talking about transition, my understanding is that you have gone around to every agency in Central Virginia, and you're picking one or two folks off the, they're not even on the waiver wires yet, right?
You're going to get me in trouble here, Jeff. So I guess I owe an apology to the great Chief Hum Cardinal from Henrico County Police Division, one of my favorite guys in the world. I've stolen his number two, his deputy, A.J. Scott, who's just a wonderful, wonderful law enforcement, dedicated law enforcement executive in our region. And he is now overseeing our investigations group. He hasn't actually reported yet, quite yet. I think he's taking a little time between retirement and joining us. But a great get for us. You know, he's served his community in Henrico. And it's just a really great way, I think, too, for him to continue his career of service,
yep,
to join us. And Tom Chadwick,
yep,
is our director of corporate security, who works in the space of all the physical security across our $100 billion corporation, 18 state footprint.
Wow.
So he's very, very busy. But yes, we are picking and aggravating some people along the way, but it's building an amazing team.
You just mentioned $100 billion business. I didn't realize it was quite that large. And then this 18 state footprint. So, I mean, this is not to be nasty, but it's not somebody who's going to be standing at the gate saying, yes, you may come in, no, you should park over there. You're talking about, well, I mean, your civilian version of a major law enforcement threat analysis operation.
Yeah. So think about what critical infrastructure, in particular the energy sector, about what that means to our country, keeping our food stores cold, keeping our MRI machines and our hospitals running.
Yeah.
But also Dominion Energy, kind of uniquely situated. We're the power company to the Pentagon, we're the power company to the Loudoun County server farms, we're the power company to Quantico, the Navy Yard, the three-letter agencies. We are, I would say, maybe in the sector, the most conspicuous target for foreign adversaries. And it's no longer gates, guards, and guns for security in the energy sector, frankly, any part of the critical infrastructure. So threat management, integrating your cybersecurity, your physical security, developing capacity for engaging government, understanding the threat vectors, who's looking to do harm to the nation and its ability to provide for its citizens. And we do that in partnership with government. I think it's probably no surprise why the board of directors and Tom Farrell and our leaders decided maybe bringing in an FBI executive would be the right direction to take Dominion Energy's security. And it's not unique in the sector. Other large energy companies have pulled from the intelligence community to secure its assets.
Well, it certainly makes sense. And as Chris Rock said, nobody says thank you when the lights go on. Right? Nobody's saying thanks for keeping the lights on, but those lights don't go on. You're in a world of hurt. And as you say, you're the power company, not just for those of us who are here, but all those three-letter agencies, boy, you got to make sure those lights and whatever else is going on behind those closed doors, that all of those things are functioning.
Yeah, that's, the battle rhythm is vigorous, I will say that. But if there is a fun part of this job, and there are many fun parts of this job, but the most fun part of this job is working alongside engineers and technologists and folks who understand how a company of this size, with its complexity, how it does that. And a company that has a robust power generation, power transmission, power delivery. We export liquefied natural gas. We do things that are essential to the nation's security, but the really neat part for me is seeing how a company like Dominion does that. And these are really remarkable folks. They're patriots. They're wicked smart people. And so for that reason, I joke, the smart in school, smart on the bus, right? We're trying to secure it as smart on the bus folks, looking around corners at how the threat actors are trying to impact what we do. But what we do is just remarkable to see.
No doubt about that. And I love that part of this. This is Adam Lee joining us. Adam is now the vice president and chief security officer for Dominion Energy. Many of us in Central Virginia know him for his years of service as the special agent in charge of the FBI's Richmond field office. So now that we've talked about all the dangerous stuff, the bad stuff, the things that could hurt us, let's have some fun. Dominion Energy, and again, because of Tom Farrell's leadership and everybody sort of stepping up, has this Dominion Energy Charity Classic, which is fun, but also has given a lot back to the community. Do you mind sharing a couple of details on that?
Yeah. So I mentioned it's a core value company, but one of the things that Tom Farrell talks about with the troops internal in the company is how essential it is for him that the company gives back to the community. And in fact, the Dominion Energy Foundation, if I recall correctly, about $35 million.
Wow.
To not only Fisher House, but to other charities across its footprint, really trying to take holistic, getting the greatest value out of those charity dollars. And a lot of thought goes into that. Fisher House, I sit on the board of the Fisher House, the Richmond Fisher House Foundation, and I will tell you that we've just completed, it's a public-private sort of alliance.
Right.
So the Fisher House sitting on the campus of the Holmes McGuire VA Hospital here in Southside Richmond, we serve the families of injured veterans that are seeking care at the VA. And they partner with us in terms of giving us space for the facility. And then we raise donations to build the facilities. And I know, Jeff, you've been there.
Yes.
You've seen how just neat as a pin.
Oh, my gosh.
And so much pride goes into hosting these families, taking care of them, showing them that our nation does in fact support them, even when their folks, when their family members come back.
That's right.
From service, and we've just completed a second facility there, so kind of doubling the capacity, doubling the size.
Wow.
That takes money, that takes
sure.
resources, and despite big corporate donations like Dominion Energy's partnering, they really do need all the donations they can get, because it is something that is a perpetual service. They're trying
right.
to have a sustained impact for the families of veterans. So great to be a part of it. Great to oversee some of the fundraising and try and find success there. And grateful for you, Jeff, to give me a quick opportunity here to tell the community that Dominion Energy is doing its part, and we'd sure love to have the community join us in that.
Well, let's talk about that, because I've been to the Dominion Energy Charity Classic over the years, and they're amazing golfers. Now, as you may or may not know, I'm not a golfer. My bag of clubs sits in the corner. I use it to keep baseball caps on. No idea what the other end of that stick looks like. However, the folks that come out to play are obviously the real deal. And since most of us are not going to make the cut to be on the tour, we can still help, though, right?
Absolutely. So I will say this a couple of times maybe here today, but deccgolf.com. So that's Dominion Energy Charity Classic Golf.com. So deccgolf.com, one word. Folks can go on there. They can read about the tournament,
right.
all the information they need, a PGA tournament, so you're going to see a lot of familiar names on there, but you're also going to see the charity tab. If you hit the charity tab, you can give individually anything that your conscience sort of drives you to give. Richmond Fisher House Foundation is on the list, but there
okay.
are other lists. So the Birdies Birdies for Charity is a town bank, another partner, great partner in this effort. They've built a platform there for giving.
Okay.
And so even though this is Dominion Energy sponsored and the Fisher House is one of the net beneficiaries of the overall event,
right.
there are other opportunities in there to give. So obviously I would love to have folks scroll down and get to the Richmond Fisher House Foundation, but there are other opportunities if you're so driven.
Well, and I love that part of it, Adam, that as you say, Dominion Energy is behind this. Dominion Energy is obviously partnering with Town Bank, sets up some very, very easy ways for people to help. There are a variety of options. None of them are bad, clearly. They're all wonderful organizations. But near and dear to many of our hearts, however, is the Richmond Fisher House. I'm happy to say that for many years, News Radio WRVA has really... I hope played a good part, hopefully a sizable part in helping the Fisher House out. And now with two of them, boy, you guys are going to need a lot of help.
That's right. That's right. Jeff said it. I couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you for that. Yes.
Now, will you actually be out there playing golf, Adam?
So I play something. I'm not sure if you could fairly call it golf. You know, I do value my career at Dominion Energy.
Yes.
So I'm concerned of the impact going out there and doing what I do would have on that career. So I will
see.
Probably be there with my team.
Okay.
We will have folks we largely partner with, obviously Henrico Police and the other agencies that help secure it. But we will have folks there for liaison and on that front. I'll probably be there with some of those folks doing what I do much, much better than golf. So no, I will not be playing. But there are a lot of activities there, you know, and if you go on the website, you'll see that there's a lot of opportunity there to enjoy things other than the actual game. But
right.
if you're focused on the game, you're going to have an amazing time there.
Absolutely. And folks need to remember they can go out. There are you can go and watch the golf. There's a whole procedure. You get your tickets and what have you. DECCGolf.com.
You got it.
DECCGolf.com. And even if you are not a golfer, even if you're not going to go and watch these amazing talents, the reality is that we've got an opportunity. And I say we because I intend to go to DECCgolf.com, scroll down the list. Again, great organizations that you can help, but kind of our, I don't want to say favorite, but our long-term partner, the Richmond Fisher House, and make a contribution. And I just want to be clear that in terms of contributions, a dollar, $2, $1,000.
Absolutely. And if you go on the website, you can just see the individual donation page is a very simple page. So whatever your heart drive inspires you to give, that's right.
Okay. And so we're all clear that money that we give to the Richmond Fisher House stays at the Richmond Fisher House.
Correct. So the Richmond Fisher House Foundation collects that money. Again, we have done a lot of work to build out a second facility there to double capacity. So any of those donations, you can drive right by it and see the result of that giving.
I love that. So again, what you need to do is go to DECCgolf.com, DECCgolf.com. Do your part. Support the Dominion Energy Charity Classic, the Dominion Energy Foundation. And Adam, it's always a pleasure to see you. And it is heartwarming to hear that Mr. Farrell and the rest of the team over there are so devoted, not just to the Fisher House and not just to charity in general, but this laser beam focus on helping. Helping veterans, helping folks who are returning from the military, probably have not necessarily a difficult time, but a challenge translating skills obtained in the military and finding the civilian equivalent. And you guys, if I understand it correctly, boy, you can take them by the hand and lead them in the right direction.
Oh, Jeff, I really appreciate you bringing that up. Listen, I'm the executive over the Veterans Resource Group within Dominion Energy, so looking more inward. And we don't crow about this, right? And Tom Farrell has given this message to us, part of the VRG and, frankly, the workforce, when he speaks to the workforce, that we do it because it's the right thing. He comes from a military family. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do. And for 10 years running, GI Jobs, which is sort of the clearinghouse of transitioning folks coming back from service, they've named Dominion Energy one of its top 10 military-friendly companies in the nation. And consistently, we are number one on that list.
Nice.
So recognition is there. We've received awards and commendations from the Department of Defense, from the Virginia Values Veterans Program here in the state. So, yes, this is not a fun day of golf and an opportunity to raise some charity dollars. This is a commitment to veterans, commitment to their families, and I'm very, very proud to say, as the head of the Dominion VRG, Virginia Resources or Veterans Resources Group, that one in five new hires at Dominion Energy is a veteran.
Wow.
And that's a goal. That's a deliberately set goal, is to bring those folks into the workforce.
I love it. Well, listen, you continue to serve, even though you've left the government part of this. You really do. And what you're doing over there, helping veterans coming back, helping them become part of this civilian workforce, serving with the board of directors of the Richmond Fisher House and everything you're doing with this. So, Adam, it's always our pleasure to have you here. And as always, a tip of the hat to you for everything that you're doing.
Well, Jeff, thanks. And I'm not going to, it sounds like we're wrapping up, but I'm not going to let you wrap up quite yet. So I do have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
So our friend up north,
one
Jimmy Gagliano.
Yeah.
Gags known in the organization we came from, has talked both on air with you and in private with both of us about coming down to our area here and partaking in the Jeff Katz milkshake.
It's true.
He's cited what it means to him and means certainly he imagines to our community that you have a milkshake named after you. And we're going to celebrate that distinction by sitting together and sharing one. And Jeff, to date, that's all been talk. It's just talk.
It's true. It's true.
So I think we need to move to phase two of the getting him down here.
Excellent. Now, are you envisioning a field operation of some sort, or should we gather in a more secure location and plan out what our next avenue of persuasion might be?
I have a few things in mind, Jeff, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Well, so. And that happy note, let us not share it here, because there are children as well as credit cards who depend on me to be here every day. So we will absolutely make sure he gets himself down here to do a little something with us.
Good. I would love that.
And remember, everybody, DECCGolf.com. DECCGolf.com. Please go over there. Help the wonderful folks at Dominion Energy with the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. A wide variety of charities you can help. Our own personal long-term relationship, of course, is with the Richmond Fisher House. But if you've got a relationship with somebody else and you choose to donate there, that is perfectly okay as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.